Letters of Note, Mothers. Compiled by me, Sean Usher. Read for you by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Louise Brealey, Simon Callow, Benedict Cumberbatch, Adrian Edmondson, Neil Gaiman, Danny Houston, Toby Jones, Ferdinand Kingsley, Jude Law, Helen McCrory, Natasha McElhone, Miriam Margulies, Clark Peters, Juliet Stevenson, and Mira Sayal. On Sunday, 7th of September, 2014, crowds gathered outside Temple Emmanuel in New York's Fifth Avenue in order to pay their respects to the recently departed Joan Rivers, an outspoken comedian who had been a household name since the 1960s, thanks to her numerous television projects, and who was born in Brooklyn to Russian immigrant parents. Many speeches were made in memory of Rivers that day, including one by her daughter, Melissa, whose spare room Rivers had stayed in sporadically over the years whilst filming in LA. After saying a few words, to the delight of all gathered, Melissa pulled out and read aloud this letter, written to her late mother the year before. Read for you by Miriam Margulies.
Mom, I received the note that you slipped under my bedroom door last night. I was very excited to read it, thinking that it would contain amazing loving advice that you wanted to share with me. Imagine my surprise when I opened it and saw that it began with the salutation, "Dear Landlord, I have reviewed your complaints and addressed them below. While I appreciate your desire to upgrade your accommodations to a larger space, I cannot in good conscience move 13-year-old son Cooper into the laundry room. I do agree that it will teach him a life lesson about fluffing and folding, but since I don't foresee him having a future in dry cleaning, I must say no. Also, I know you are a true creative genius, and I am in awe of the depth of your instincts. But breaking down a wall without my permission is not an appropriate way to express that creativity. It is not only a boundary violation, but a building code violation as well. Additionally, the repairman can't get here until next week, so your expansion plan will have to be put on hold. Regarding your fellow tenant, your word, Cooper, while I trust you with him, it is not okay for you to undermine my rules. It is not okay that you let him have chips and ice cream for dinner. It is not okay that you let him skip school to go to the movies. And it is really not okay that the movie was Last Tango in Paris. As for your taking his friends to a gentleman's club, I accepted your rationale that it was an educational experience for the boys. And you're right, he is the most popular kid in school right now. But I'd prefer he not learn biology from those gentlemen and their ladies, Bambi, Trixie, and Kitten. And just because I yelled at you, I do not appreciate your claim that I have created a hostile living environment.